difference in wowage guy from the last time you guys saw him?
He had better coming out with the fastball for sure. Had a little bit of movement on the cutter, and didn't make a lot of mistakes. I mean, really, kind of didn't give us a lot to jump on.
How did you see Weaver?
You know, the first and last were the ones that gave him the trouble, but the first one almost getting through that. But, you know, gave up the walk, obviously, just being smart and being careful. And then getting too much of the plate with Galvis put him in a hole. But I thought in between there, he was good. I mean, he used everything. I thought he had a real nice changeup today. I thought he was smart with the breaking ball. But, you know, that last inning, a couple of hard hit balls, you know, put him too far ahead.
Energy around this team is where you want to be right now?
100%. It's not a question. We just had a couple good series in a row. Like to have finished off Cincinnati a little different. You take them one day at a time. And some games you're going to look right, others you're not. We took 3 from 4 right before that. I think to make a statement like that's completely off.
Sense that these last 9 games
are going to
be a lot harder than most fans
and
some
media
might have thought.
It's a good team. I mean, regardless of they're coming out there with a bullpen game, we knew the kind of pitcher that they had and the guys they had lined up behind them in the pen. They were very fresh, and they were going to stack them just like they did. We know the back end of their pen with what they have with Hand and Yates, guys that are throwing the ball really well. If they can stay in the game to that point, they're going to be hard to beat. So, no, there wasn't any doubt in our mind. It's a good team. They've been playing well, and we have to get something going. Just had trouble getting some momentum going. Marcel gave us a shot in the arm, had trouble doing really anything else besides that. It got us in the spot, felt like we were about to make a move.
That's steel. That's impressive left arm, isn't it?
Yeah, they got some, like everybody else. I mean, good arms coming out of the pen, but he's got good stuff. And, you know, they kind of stacking the lefties against us, and you know, we're going to see more this weekend. So we got to get our righties going.
It seemed like your pen too was off a strong pen, and it was all guys that were up and down as well.
Yeah, Gomper came in, you know, Shane with the bloop, but after that, did a real nice job going through the lefties. I thought Mike Myers is. Been active for us, but still stuff looked right. Comes in, gets the strikeout, and John Brebby was sharp. So we needed that from them to keep us in the game, and we were in striking distance. Once again, just had trouble getting momentum.
Can we talk about that offensive momentum? How much does patience play in the part of the
game? You sit around and wait in your 0-2. I mean, that isn't a good position to be in. You can be patient all day. If they're making good pitches, you're going to be in the hole, maybe taking an auto take. It might be the best pitch you're going to get for the at-bat. I mean, they're going there's sometimes you're going to run through those consecutive games where guys aren't making a lot of mistakes. And when that happens, you got to find ways to get it done. But they're not giving free bases. It's not like they're out there showing that they're scattered all over the place. That's when you want guys probably being a little more patient. But if they're pounding the zone, you got to try and get something to drive, get on base. Just to go up there and take and put yourself in a hole isn't any good.